This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says Colorado is watching closely nearby states as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to rise in Arizona and Utah.
A rising cause for concern. We've seen no evidence yet of that leading to increased transmission on our side of the border, but we watch that and we worry.
Polis says wear masks in public and keep social distances. New unemployment filings rose for the first time in 2 months. Last week saw a 6% increase in regular unemployment filings. State Labor Department's Cher Havin says there was also a 37% increase for federal pandemic employment unemployment benefits, such as the PUA program.
We believe mostly we could attribute that to people who had exhausted regular benefits are now eligible to apply for the PUA benefits. And so we expected to see an uptick in those PUA claims.
Colorado paid $2.2 billion in unemployment benefits in the last 3 months, the same as it paid from 2015 to 2019. Broward County Sheriff Garrett Wiggins says protests around the country are not about race, but creating chaos in an election year. The sheriff wrote on Facebook, they are totally political and fueled by haters of America. Wiggins' remarks came after demonstrators knelt in silence in Steamboat Springs for the length of time an officer's knee was on George Floyd's neck. The sheriff says he was disgusted by the video, but that the protesters are an excuse for rioting. This is CPR.